The $250,000 comes from settlements the DFI has made with companies that were fined for violations. 24 school districts will use varying amounts to help train teachers on financial literacy or to buy teaching materials. David Mansell heads the department's Office of Financial Literacy. He says more than 50 districts applied. Each was judged on a submitted plan. Mansell calls financial literacy a life skill that can be taught starting at an early age.
In kindergarten, talking about money and coins and things like that, and you can start talking about needs and wants. And then that goes all the way up through high school. You can build on those concepts and talk about budgeting, and they even use Excel sheets to look at budgeting and things like credit scores, what's in a credit score, and it gets more sophisticated.
Wisconsin does not require that financial literacy be taught in public schools, but Mansell says it is one of a few states that has a governor's council on the subject. It's also the first state to have a set of performance standards that define what students should know. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.